Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. What sort of math science? We're going to extend it part two with a special guest joining us. I just want to kick off with a message from Jezza. Guys, the sound has improved massively. I can actually hear you at work through my headphones as Samantha adjusts my microphone and I talk into it. Good morning, Samantha Richards. Good morning, Dane Swan.
Good morning.
Good to hear.
Yes. Happy birthday, Dane.
Yeah, thanks.
It's our fourth birthday since Samantha joined us.
My
birthday's not till February.
Looking forward to the shots and the flowers and the celebrations.
Well,
that's gone quick, hasn't it?
Speaking of your birthday's not till February. Speaking of Dane's birthday's not till February. So I always just check, just in case there's something to talk to us about our man in might have made the news. So I put in.
Might have.
So I put in Dane Swan in the news section.
Isn't this math science?
Well, it is, but we're doing just a bit of shit talking amongst ourselves before we get to math science. Because our guest that we don't mention until they're actually sitting there on the off chance they don't lob, will be here. So we'll talk about stuff with him.
Why don't we talk about stuff with you two?
Dane Swan, part one.
Dane, don't sit here uncomfortably when we talk about you on your own podcast.
It's not mine.
Oh, isn't it?
It's friends.
You and your friends.
Yep. Footy bad boy, Dane Swan drops a huge hint about Dustin Martin's future in the AFL. Yeah. Hang on. That's one. Two, Dane Swan snaps up a Windsor pub. That's three. Yeah. That's from the Herald Sun. That's two.
Okay.
I'm about to get to three.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you said that. You said that was three.
But this is 26th of June.
You're supposed to be good with money.
So one was one day ago, and one was 2 days ago. This one's from 26th of June. It's just the way they pop up.
26th of June.
Yeah.
Well, it's just how
it pops up in news. Morning Peninsula. Dane Swan delights in Pines the Voo. Tigers win again. And then the very next one, and Sam, you can check this if I'm wrong, for January 5.
So he's only been in the news four times this year.
Yeah, I think that's a good effort.
But this is the effort. This is the list that just pops up on Google. Right.
Some would say I'm not relevant, or I'm keep trying to be relevant.
SBS. Pop. Well, SBS. Well, that's
incredible.
Dane Swan appears to confuse incontinence pads with tampons.
Well,
you know what, Dane?
I did not confuse them. I've been proven right. Men have wore men wear tampons now.
So let me get this right. You're covering, I would say, men's health, women's health, all sorts of health. You're covering health. You're covering sport.
And trans and the rest of them.
Everyone's.
Don't fucking leave them out.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
Health, sport, hospitality, and journalism. Fuck, you can do it all. Oof.
I'm man of the people.
The actual headline for ABC News was former AFL star Dane Swan cops international criticism. What's international criticism?
Mate, I'm
talking about male tampons that were actually protective underwear.
I moved the needle around the world. Wow. Mate, I'd like an apology from all those people that said mean things to me online about it.
Well, I'll give you an apology. You got the crowd right with Richmond.
Yeah, no, I was spunk on that. Yep.
So what are you doing trying to make yourself relevant talking about Dusty playing under Dibber?
Oh, man, I was... Context, obviously, is hard to write in a paper. It was a joke. Jackie was down the pub talking about the pub, and she just asked if Dustin was coming to my birthday. And I said, I don't know. And we talked about it. I said, I can't remember what I said, but it was a joke. I got no idea. I don't think anyone has any idea.
No, but you have an idea about what you said. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. No, I said, oh, it depends if his coach will let him next year.
And so if his coach is dimmer,
yes,
he knows him.
I said, he's probably more of a chance. Yeah, I would imagine.
Right. So what have you done buying a pub?
What have I done?
Yeah.
Bought another pub.
There you go. That's all that hard work.
He just doesn't stop.
It's paying off.
Is that because this one's closer to home? So the Albion's a bit of a drive, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Osborne's just a bit far too. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can walk there. No, it's right. I was there Sunday for the UFC. Mm-hmm. It's got some potential to do some big things. And
does it have a name, Dane?
It's called The Union.
Oh, you bought The Union?
Hmm.
How good.
Hmm. So we'll
spend a fair bit of time there.
Yeah, so we'll renovate it and we'll do some extend it and things like that. So, yeah, it'll be good when we, in the next couple of years, should be good.
That is a stone's throw from home, isn't it?
When did you say you were there?
Sunday.
So is this why when you sent a message this morning that you just needed to start the week off on a good note?
Yeah, fucking.
This morning's Wednesday.
But it must be Monday somewhere, Dane, if you're just starting the week today.
Week started today. Sauntered last night. I had decent sleep. Bang. Went training, chapel boxing, chapel fitness this morning with Dale. Here today, week starts today. Leave the house, face the world again today. So here we are.
But it's Wednesday, yeah? We're 2 days into a working week.
My week starts today.
I got no other commitments.
No, well, I got home when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When was that?
Was it half past or quarter two?
Yeah. Half past, pardon me?
Was it half past or quarter two?
Yeah, it was quarter past.
Yeah.
So when did you go out? Saturday. And you got home?
Doesn't really matter. A couple of days later. I popped home for a little bit. But, yeah, no, so I didn't have to do much Monday, Tuesday. I cleared my calendar, so I basically didn't order Uber Eats twice, I think. Then didn't left for couch, bed. Had to have the dog, threw him out the doggy door a couple of times.
Mm.
And then last night, feeling all right, sauntered, sweat out the demons from the weekend. Week starts today. You'd be ready. I was up at fucking 6:40 today. Go do a class with Dale. Here we are. My week starts today. I'm good. Footy train, dinner with the parents tonight.
Mm-hmm. Work tomorrow? You're wearing your work uniform today?
Well, yeah. This is jumper was on the floor.
missing Taylor yet?
Well, I haven't done much laundry, so I'm just re-wearing the same shit.
At what point do you go and start buying clothes?
No, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That might be the sub. If I can be bothered leaving
wash
the sub.
Wash or buy.
Yeah. Throw some stuff out, mate. Yeah. I don't know, buy expensive, like $20-$30 t-shirts, they're fine. Footy train tomorrow, not much Friday, then footy Saturday.
Yeah, are you going down to Frankston to train?
It's first week of finals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's really putting in the effort.
Yeah. So I'll go down there. I've got nothing. Well, no, I think they cook dinner for us after train.
Okay, so there we go. Do they do your washing too?
They wash me jumper.
Yeah, they wash the game day kits. Maybe you could slip not your socks and your jocks
in
there.
I know.
Where's
the
KPI office?
KPI office in Killer Park.
Ooh, I don't know. Covering some ground.
We don't go to the office.
Work from home.
The office is Nobu.
Yeah, no. Go to Aaron's, then we go around to whoever we need to see.
Do you know who they are? We just rock up.
I'll give me boss a call this afternoon and see where we're off to.
Oh, what a laugh.
So you, speaking of Dale, so the crew caught up with Mick, did you? I see you
socials. Yep, on the last Wednesday or Thursday. That was the start of the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I'd play footy on the weekend. But so I was actually driving. I drove to that.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no one else could believe it either. I was a Thursday because it was after the Wednesday night when we watched the Tillies. Unfortunately, they got beat. Yep. So I commiserated with them too on Wednesday night. So I wasn't probably at my best on Thursday and I had to work, I'd do KPI, so at the fucking front, it's been a while since I had to front up all that for something in that shape, but it was good. Went down to Lamaro's in the PDR.
So good.
And there was about, I don't know, 8 of us or something like that. Yep. Give Mick a fireball shot, you know what the fuck one was.
Ooh, I was, don't know that when you're 70.
No, it was good. We're much better players now. I think he's got a very selective memory. Yeah. Never thought we did a thing wrong now, and we're much better players than what we were back then.
Is he a better coach now?
Yep, much better. Yeah.
Much more understanding.
The way he sacked us, well, he didn't sack me, but the way he sacked the boys, it's a bit softer now than what it was.
How many people had he made required players amongst?
Liquor. Yeah. He booted, or he, Liquor. He took Dale to Carlton. I think Camo, Scotty Cummings, Dimmer. There's a few.
Didn't Camo resign?
Oh, well, it's a. Depends. Depends. Depends who you ask. Yeah. But it was good to see him, have a good feed there at Lamaro's, and see all the boys. I think they kicked on a little bit too long.
Yep.
But no, it was good. I had something on Thursday. I was giving back too Thursday night. So, that was why I couldn't drink. Course. So I had to drive.
Yeah.
I had to drive.
Where were you giving back?
So with Geordie and Jamie.
Great question. It's been a while. He's had a whole weekend in between that.
It's a lot. Right. I'm really testing his memory. Can Preston. You remember playing footy?
I can remember playing footy.
How'd you go?
Yeah, we played the bottom side, so it was easy.
Line and length?
Yeah, it was easy. Yeah. I think they...
It's not always easy to play the bottom side, as I'm well aware.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get to that.
They got relegated, so I think five and...
Should West Coast be relegated? Or the Bulldogs?
Well, North.
North.
West Coast is the second last. I think their season was up when we... got told before the game that five of them had pulled out early to go watch Jack say goodbye. So they, there must have been a lot of Richmond supporters
there.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, I think, from what I'm not sure if this is true, but I think five of them played a half in the twos and come out and had to play half in the ones. So, yeah, mate, it was, we're up by about 100 points. And then they kicked like the last four or five when the queue was in the rack. So they got it down to about 70 or 80. But they weren't very good.
Oh, Sunday, Sam. I was at the MCG behind. Just finished the.
Oh no, we saw your cheese platter.
The cheese platter. I was watching the Hawks with Flemo, having a bit of fun with the life members there, and we looked up at the scoreboard and, golly gee, how was it at the Dome?
Did you lift your? You're a very good host. Could you? Did you have to pull out all your tricks in your bag to try and give the crowd something?
I try my best. So normally with a loss, you don't go on camera at the end. You just kind of do a voiceover saying, not the result we wanted today. Thanks for coming. Next home game is against Melbourne on the 28th. Yep. Back here at Marvel. We'll see you then. Get home safely. But because it was the last game, last home game for us, and it was member thank you round, they're like, you right to go on camera? I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go on camera. I literally was flanked by two police officers because...
Were they in shot?
No, they were just out of shot. The crowd was fucking disgusting. A friend of mine has I think she's about 10 or 11, little girl that they go to every home game. They were actually in the Bannon crew this week because her little Auskick team was part of the Guard of Honour. She messaged me afterwards saying how mortified and embarrassed she was to be a Bulldog supporter after the reaction. There were not just scarves being thrown.
Do you not think it was justified?
Look, here's my question to you, Dane, because obviously I've never played a game of football.
You can now if you want. There is an avenue for you to play.
This is absolutely right. I've played at high school level, definitely not AFL level. They're not the only team to have lost to West Coast this year.
No, they're not. But they're the only team that had finals relying on beating the bottom side, who basically wanted the number one pick.
Oh, absolutely!
And basically, didn't want to win.
We were looking at ladder predictor the two nights before, with obviously Stephen being a
$1 supporter. Or $1. I don't know. So what does that mean, Ralph? $1 in 100 games? Well, they
what is that? The Bulldogs they were overs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only because they can't get shorter than $1.
So question though, right, like so the boys, when the boys were walking off, obviously like spitting, kicking the fucking grass, head down, feeling like shit. Supporters are being like, you guys are fucking deplorable. Where's your fucking effort? Like,
I think that's probably valid.
But as a supporter walking off, as a player walking off, don't you think that they know that?
Like, I do know that, but I just like to reinforce it.
Okay, so as a supporter, you don't. This is my genuine question. Would you mind copying that shit Collingwood when you were playing?
No, if we had to win to beat the worst side in 50 years on our home deck to play finals, and we serve up that absolute garbage, I would expect be hit in the head with a beer.
Yeah, well, that shit was flying at me.
Well, I would
well, you weren't playing, Sam.
No, so why are you throwing it at me?
No, that's not acceptable.
You're part of the team. Well, you are a part of the team.
I'm sure it wasn't at me.
You deserved a cover too. They deserve everything they get, the Bulldogs.
There's two parts to this. I think
Dollar one in the multi.
I think I'd argue that the Bulldogs didn't actually play on Sunday. Only Marcus Pontempelli played.
Right.
The rest of the team might have still been looking for a car park. But the other side to this is, why the fuck haven't Eagles shown any of what they showed on Sunday?
Maybe they didn't. Maybe that was just how bad the Bulldogs were.
And another, my family obviously mad Eagles. One of my family members I thought he would be like ringing my phone flat out, singing the song just to rub salt in the wound. But I said, keep your fucking mouth shut. I don't want to hear about it. And his response was, how fucking shit was that? We can't even tank properly. And I thought, yep. What? And
he goes, that's well, right. That just proves how bad the Dogs were.
Well, it proves how bad stupid the Eagles are, because they couldn't even get to the bottom when they were on a clear crash course for it.
Well,
they missed that too.
I know.
The Sunday was a whole debacle, but also affected by obviously what happened with the Adelaide score review that kind of like affected not just that game, our game, the Cats game, so many other moving parts to that decision.
It was a fuck up too, wasn't it?
Huge fuck up. But how do we move forward from it? Because obviously you can't change it now.
Dane.
What's the answer?
Dane. We like identifying morons in this show.
Yeah.
Of all the things in the world that are the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard in any hot takes in AFL was after that game where people with a straight face were saying they should split the points. Now there's a phrase called final score, and there's two words that are two key words in the phrase final
score. Not expected score.
No, final score. Mm. There's two key words, final and score.
Mm.
Once the game's finished, that's it. Doesn't matter if people made a mistake or not. That's it. That's the game, isn't it?
Oh, you think so?
Isn't that correct, Wade?
There'll be a protest.
That's it.
But
you don't call correct. You can't don't call correct weight until a protest.
There should have been a protest.
Sorry, you have to call a protest before correct weight.
Yeah, they should have played. They should have come back out and played the last 70 seconds.
That would have been good.
I don't know.
Fucking hell.
That's what anyway. I thought.
They
fucked Adelaide. I wouldn't be. Imagine if Ed was president of the club when that happened.
It would have been funny.
AFLS were burnt down.
Just before we get to math sides, I just want to say I was so proud. I was looking for something during the week, and out come an old newspaper column, and there it was. I beat you to the Ron Jeremy joke by 26 years.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, so you got
proud.
Me.
So proud of you.
That's a head wobble about me. Yeah, anyway, it's all good. Righto.
Just means you two are kindred spirits.
Exactly. We're meant to be.
Righto. Last.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Round of the year, right?
Yep.
Last round of the year, round 24. Quickly. It's gone so fucking quick. Could be because I had a hiatus for a few weeks in the middle of the year. Nonetheless, I can't believe we're almost heading into finals footy. Do you know what that means to me? The weather's going to improve.
Yes,
that's absolutely. The barometer for me.
Are you out of a job now that the dogs are...
That was the other thing. I had penciled in the first week of home finals for us. And then on the drive home, you can release those dates. Thanks very much. Fuck you. Fuck you, Adelaide's game. Meanwhile, fuck you, the rest of...
Meanwhile. I emailed the club and said, hey,
I'm available.
So I'm locked in.
Oh, good for you.
Mushroom risotto again.
Oh,
or whatever.
Disgusting.
With truffles.
Let's talk about this round. The first game starts on Friday night at 7:50 p.m. at the MCG. Essendon are hosting Collingwood. Essendon are $4.70. Collingwood are $1.19. The line is plus 30.5 to the Dons. And the over-unders, Dane, is 173.5.
Well, there's no panic stations yet. But I wouldn't want to go down to the Bombers.
Not after what you just said about the Dogs.
They would. Well, they can still finish top two, so that doesn't particularly matter. Three best players out last week. I wish I had spoke to Geordie in that. The day before we did this. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't want to lose to the Essendon.
No.
No, which...
Do you think Essendon were barracking for the Eagles on Sunday? Lost a bit of heat on
it. Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little bit wet. Am I correct? Late showers?
Yeah, there's a bit of rain coming out.
They were... They weren't good, Essendon.
Not really?
They were not good at all.
No.
Was this the year, or was it last year, my lines are blurred, that they came out and you were very impressed with their preseason presser, saying, look, we're not going to get great.
Being honest, I didn't mind it.
They've lived up to their expectations.
Back half the year, they certainly have. You say it was going to rain. I was going to take the Oaks. I thought both Essendon haven't got nothing to play for anymore, but you said there's going to be rain, so...
There should be late showers is the word.
I think... Give me Collingwood. This should really use this as a tune-up. Geordie will be back.
There we go.
Darcy and Nick won't be. Essendon, give me a Pies 1-39. I think they should just do enough here.
Oh, you like that one. It's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
The cash cow.
You need a T-shirt.
Essendon 30.5. Only because they were so shit.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
So shit. And they'll say, well, it's our last game. We can't. Leave the
big rivalry, big Essendon.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should go Collingwood 1-39, but go Essendon 30.5.
Thank you. Let's move on to Saturday afternoon football, where the Hawks are hosting Frio at 1:45 p.m. at the MCG. Hawks are paying $1.58, Frio are $2.40. The line is minus 10.5 to the Hawks, and the over unders, Ralph, is 168.5. The MCG.
At the G. Fuck. Christ.
You gotta give him one more go.
The flag favourites. Yeah, can they still make it?
I think mathematically, they're gonna need some results. They're gonna need some results go their way.
No.
This weekend.
I think this is our guess. So I will say Hawks 10.5.
Hawks 10.5. Yep. Lovely and succinct there. Dane, can you elaborate for us?
One of us will be right.
Oh, you're going the Dockers.
Yep. I'm gonna Ralph's flag favourites. I'm gonna give him a go. Okay.
Ralph's flag favourites, Fremantle. Is that on the line?
Pardon? Yeah. Plus 10.5.
Plus 10.5 to Freo. All right. Well, we're gonna move on to the next game. It is North. You're gonna love this one, Dane. North Melbourne, down at Blundstone Arena in Tasmania, are hosting the Gold Coast Suns at 1:45 p.m. North Melbourne are paying $3.37. The Suns are $1.33. The line is plus 19.5 to the Roos, and the over-unders is
173.5. Well, North have lost 20 in a row.
Have they?
I think so, 21 in a row. So I think it's a record.
Well, you would know as a...
And they've got the number one draft pick, and they don't want to give that up. So I'm taking the Gold Coast here. Yeah, North don't want to give the number one pick up. They've done their job. Give me Gold Coast.
One of us will be right. I'll go the Kangas 19.5.
Seamless. Roger that. Thank you so much. We're going to move on now to... Heading up to the Gabba, Brisbane Lions at 4:35 p.m. will be hosting St Kilda. The Lions are $1.23. Saints are $4.25. The line is -27.5 to the Lions. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 169.5.
Yes, well, despite St Kilda not making the Fox power rankings in the top 14 on the ladder, they've actually won enough games to be in the eight.
Oh, that's impressive, yeah. Isn't it?
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, I think that's actually more important than the power rankings. By the way, where's your power rankings been, Dane?
I don't. I've put them up. Have you not seen them? What?
Can't start winning. No power
rankings. This guy's a little quiet.
Weekend start getting a little bit more hectic, and I don't have the brain capacity to think of anything humorous.
So I reckon round 24, Ross is just saying, this is a blowout. Just go around and have a kick. And I'll bring back the phone box for the finals. So I'm going the over, 169.5.
That's what I think. Bit low for the Brisbane up there. They usually kick big scores up there.
Yeah.
They need to win to finish top two.
Well, this next game is obviously going to determine the mood in my household. It's also going to be a very interesting one down at GMHBA Stadium. The Geelong Cats are hosting the Western Bulldogs, 7:25 p.m. bounce. The Cats are $2.04, Bulldogs $1.81. The line is +2.5 to the Cats, and the over-unders, Dane, is 166.5, and I'm super interested in your insight on this one because they have to win at home, surely.
Look, after what we said on the weekend, how the Dogs could be favourites has got me flummoxed.
I'll tell you why.
Because Cats blokes are out.
Yep.
But you couldn't possibly pick the Dogs, but then you couldn't possibly pick the Cats, so I'm going to have to pick a total. I think the Cats got nothing to play for. I think that no interest in them shutting the game down. They'll run around, a bit of circle work. Should be goals of plenty. Give me the over.
What's the over again?
The over is 166.5.
I'll go the Dogs.
Okay, go the Dogs.
One mulligan and Libba back.
Oh, yeah. That's a good in.
Do you reckon Libba would have been going around talking to a few people?
No, absolutely not. Do you know that he deliberately, he doesn't like doing post-match interviews or any interviews.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking about to his teammates.
No, but I'm saying, so he deliberately, the times that we have had him on, mumbles on purpose.
Right.
So that he doesn't get picked again. Very smart.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Need some dusty lessons on how to do just cliches.
Yeah.
And tick off. Tick him off. Appearances.
He literally just goes, sorry, can you repeat that please in English? He's quite quietly spoken. Is Libba. All right. I hear your insight. I thank you for it. But we move on to the next game. I can't. The West Coast Eagles. God bless them. 8:10 p.m. bounce at Optus Stadium against the Adelaide Crows. West Coast are $4.75. Adelaide are $1.19. The line is +32.5 to the Eagles, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 178.5.
Adelaide would be flat as a shit carters after last week. And Eagles, it's the old look at me retiring game in front of the faithful. They'll lift 32.5 head start. Is
got a long way to lift,
based
though.
On the year, not on what's going to happen Saturday night.
Right.
I am a little bit similar, Ralph, but I'm taking the 1-39. Crows, there's no way on earth Crows lose this game. Well, we said that about the Dogs last week.
Oh, fucking hell.
But Crows have been very unlucky this year. They don't even know they've sooked about the free kick against Dawson, but against the Pies. But apart from that, Crows 1-39. I think they do enough just to get a win in the last game of the year.
Right. Well, it is Sunday afternoon football over at Adelaide Oval. 12:30 p.m. bounce between Port Adelaide and the Richmond Tigers. Port are $1.13, Richmond $6.05. The line is -37.5 to Port, and the over-under is 176.5.
I'll take. That's a big line for Richmond. I'm going to take Richmond.
Okay.
Yep.
Where are you going to take him?
I'll take him out for dinner.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Anyone he wants. I'm going to take him to the line.
Sure. So no Cochin, Rewald, Richardson, Bartlett.
Yeah, no.
Deledio.
No. Yeah. I think I'll find a way. Finish off on a good note. Right. Rewald, what did he kick one on the weekend? Cochin's been serviceable, but hasn't been his best this year. So I think Port, the game will be our game and Brisbane game will be done and dusted. They both win. They can't go anywhere. It's really a nothing game for them as well. They might pull out a few. It's just a guess. But, yeah, I think Richmond cover.
So was it 34 and a half?
Seven.
37 and a half. Yeah, it is a high line. I'll go the I'll go similar thinking. The over 176 and a half would just be a goal fest.
Thank you. Now, we talk about growth, and I think the biggest growth that we've seen this season is Ralph and his
guts.
Yeah, your ability to turn up as a supporter, not only staying to the end, you're also travelling.
Mm-hmm.
Tasmania a couple of weeks ago, up to Sydney to see the Swans host the Melbourne Demons at the SCG. 3:20 p.m. the ball will be bounced. 185.
I'm going.
He's going. I know, he's really committed. I told you, growth.
Best Melbourne team I'll ever see in my life.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
$1.85 is Sydney's numbers. Melbourne is $2. The line is -1.5 to the Swans, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 163.5.
Well, I'll take that point that they want to give me just in case there's a bit of devastation the way out the door. Head start the D's. Dear me. We're better side than Sydney. I mean, you just take away Sydney's game last week and then you take away that North Melbourne interchange bench and, you know, and you give Petrarca that goal.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, absolutely.
We've won 16 more games. Absolutely. Anyway, please.
SCG, it's an unders game. It's an unders deck for me, even though last time I played there, they scored about 250 points combined. But I'm sticking with my system. I'm sticking with my SCG unders system.
It's 163.5.
Yep, that's fine with me.
Yep, go under. Righto, the last game of the last round in the home and away season. It is Carlton hosting GWS on Sunday evening, at Marvel Stadium. 6:10 p.m., the ball will be bounced. Carlton is $1.47, GWS $2.69. The line is -14.5, and Dane, the over-unders for this one is 166.5.
GWS, the line, they, if Ralph's right and the Dogs win, they have to win this game to get, make the eight. Carlton's already set, so they might, I don't know, handbrake up.
Protect.
Yeah, so GWS to cover for me.
Snap. There. Don't forget, I'll put it on our Insta story, my Sydney Mail.
Saturday
morning. Not just as nice last week. Thanks to people who get in touch with the messages. I will be calling in receipts next week. when the 27 challenge starts again.
Absolutely. Yep. Racetrackralphie.com.
.au.
.au is where you can find the rest of his form. And Dane, you can follow his dabbling
on Dane's 136.
Thanks for joining us. If you're having a dabble, dabble away responsibly. Bye-bye.